Amr ibn Hamiq al-Khuza'i was one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And he was known as one of the disciples and right-hand men of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamhu alayhi. But who was Amr? How did he live his life? And how did he leave this world as a martyr? This is Unsung Heroes. Not much is known about the early life of Amr ibn Hamiq al-Khuza'i, but what we do know is that he accepted Islam after the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, which was a 10-year peace treaty between the Muslims and the Mushrikeen, who were the polytheists. In one narration, it's mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam sent a group of his companions on an expedition, but they asked the Prophet, "We don't have any provisions and we don't know the way." The Holy Prophet told them, "You will meet a handsome man who will feed you. He'll give you water and he'll show you the way. That man is one of the inhabitants of paradise." They left with all their trust in the Prophet's words, and everything he had told them came true. That man, by the way, was none other than, you guessed it, Amr ibn Hamiq al-Khuza'i. Amr stayed by the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam loyally, and he was even one of those who narrated the hadith or the narration of Ghadir. One day the Holy Prophet was feeling thirsty, and Amr came and quenched the Holy Prophet's thirst. In return, Rasulullah prayed for him and said, "O Allah, allow him to enjoy his youth." Because of just this one prayer, it's mentioned that Amr lived until he was over 80 years old and he didn't see one white hair on his head. Following the departure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam from this transient abode, Amr left the city of Medina and took up residence in the city of Kufa. After the third Khalifa was assassinated, Amr paid his oath of allegiance to Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullah wa salamhu alayhi. Amr was such a close companion of Amir al-Mu'mineen that in one narration, they even compare him to Salman al-Farisi in relation to Amir al-Mu'mineen. In another narration, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, our seventh Imam, states that on the Day of Judgment, a caller will call out, "Where are the disciples of Ali ibn Abi Talib, the rightful successor of Muhammad ibn Abdullah?" At this moment, four men will stand up, and those four men are Amr ibn Hamiq al-Khuza'i, Uwais al-Qarni, Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr, and Maytham ibn Yahya al-Tammar. Amr accompanied Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayh in all three of the major battles during his khilafah, that is the battles of Jamal, Siffin, and Nahrawan. And he was one of the greatest points of reliance of Amir al-Mu'mineen in the Battle of Siffin. When Amr heard that Muawiyah had rose up against Amir al-Mu'mineen, he knew his duty instantly. He recalled a time when he was sitting with his beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and the Holy Prophet told those who were present, "Would you like me to show you a sign of paradise?" At that moment, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam passed by, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "This man and his Ahlul Bayt, his family, are a sign of paradise." A few moments later, Muawiyah came by, and Rasulullah said, "This man here is a sign of the hellfire." Amr says that when the fitna, which means the Battle of Siffin, took place, "I fled from the signs of the hellfire," you remember Muawiyah, "and I went towards the signs of paradise," which were Ali ibn Abi Talib and his Ahlul Bayt. When Amr ibn As, the cunning vizier of Muawiyah, came up with the idea of putting the Quran on the spears to stop the war and deceive the simple-minded soldiers of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi's army, Amr turned to his Imam and spoke eloquently. He said, "By Allah, I haven't joined you that you will give me some wealth from this world, or for you to petition a king to raise my status. Rather, I have joined you because you are the cousin of the Messenger of Allah, the preferred individual over our own selves, the husband of Fatima, the lady of the women of the worlds, alayha salam, the father of the remaining progeny of the Messenger of Allah, and the one with the greatest share of Islam from amongst the Muhajirin and the Ansar. By Allah, even if you charged me with moving lofty peaks and reigning in the turbulent seas forever until the end of my life, and with my sword I struck your enemies, strengthened your guardianship, and Allah granted you further dignity, I would not imagine that I had observed all your right that Allah has obligated upon me." Here, Imam Ali alayhi salam said something to Amr that I'm sure all of us would wish that our Imam ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif would say to us. The Imam told him, "O Allah, illuminate his heart and guide him to the straight path. How I wish I had 100 Shia or followers like you." Amr remained at the side of Imam Ali alayhi salam until the end of the Imam's life. And he was even present when they brought the Imam back from the masjid on that fateful night in the month of Ramadan, when his head was cleft with the sword of the hypocrite. After the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi, Amr remained loyal to the Ahlul Bayt and stayed at the side of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. However, after the peace treaty was signed between Imam Hassan alayhi salam and Muawiyah, and the power transferred to Muawiyah, he appointed a bloodthirsty ruler by the name of Ziyad, who hated the Ahlul Bayt and their lovers, as the governor of Kufa. When Amr found out about this development, he packed his bags and fled from the city of Kufa. But Muawiyah had not even one iota of mercy. He took his wife as a hostage to bring him back. Eventually, Muawiyah sent a letter to Amr promising him immunity. But when Amr surrendered, Muawiyah sentenced him to death. Thus, he was beheaded. And Amr ibn Hamiq al-Khuza'i, this great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and this champion of wilayah, attained the grand status of Shahada. In a fiery letter to Muawiyah, Imam Husayn ibn Ali alayhi salam criticized Muawiyah's actions, stating, "Was it not you who martyred Amr ibn Hamiq Khuza'i, the man whose body and face bore the signs of an abundance of worship? That too after the promises and immunity you gave him. Immunity and promises that if you had given to even the deer of the desert, they would come down to you from the mountain peaks with confidence." However, this wasn't the end of Amr's story. Muawiyah ordered for Amr's head to be placed upon a spear and paraded from city to city. According to various sources, this was the first head to be paraded from city to city in the history of Islam. With a complete disregard of humanity, Muawiyah sent the head of Amr to his wife, who was imprisoned in the dungeons of Damascus. When her eyes fell upon her dearly beloved husband's head, she kissed and embraced it, and she told Muawiyah, "For years you separated me from him, and now you bring me his dead body?" Because of these words, Muawiyah exiled this great lady to the city of Homs. So now we know who Amr ibn Hamiq al-Khuza'i was, how he lived his life in this world, and how he left this world with the grand status of Shahada. So remember, if we want to leave this world as a martyr, we must first live within this world as a martyr, wherever you are.